January 14th, 2018, my brother called my parents. This wasn't unusual. He's a good son. He called my parents most Sunday evenings. But this Sunday, he called them right after the Vikings game, as was usual. And his first words were, "Hey, did you catch the game?" And they said, "No, we recorded it. We're about halfway through." And he hung up on them. He hung up on them. Right before he hung up, he said, "Call me when you watch it." Now, if any of you are diehard Vikings fans, you may recall January 14th, 2018, the Minneapolis Miracle, the day the Vikings came from behind to win by scoring on a 61-yard play as time was expiring. Quite a miracle. But my brother hung up on my parents because he didn't want to spoil them. He didn't want to give away the ending. He wanted them to be able to experience all the ups and downs that that game had to offer and to enjoy the ending. A spoiler alert. You may have seen that maybe on a video or in a review. A person is warning you that, hey, they know the ending, and they're going to be giving away the ending. If you don't want to know the ending, you should stop. Our lives roll out like a story. Sometimes we may look at our story and wonder, how did I ever get to where I am right now? Maybe we're looking at our lives, our future, and wondering where my life is going. Well, I'm here to tell you that I don't know where your life is going. But I will give you a spoiler alert. I know where your life is ending. We read from 1 Peter chapter 1. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials." God is the one writing the story of our life, from start to finish, from before you were born until the last breath. And here's the big secret. Here's the big spoiler. The ending has already been written. Your future is already guaranteed. And we may look at our life, look at our story, and wonder how that could be. We look at our lives in light of what God demands of us, and we don't see a happy ending. We see all our own shortcomings and failings. But because of what God did for us, he guaranteed that ending. Peter said, "He has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." And this isn't just some nebulous hope that we have that maybe things will turn out well. We have an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. So, a spoiler alert. Your ending is in heaven. What does that mean for us? What does that mean for you and me every day? Well, we can relate it to sports. If you're watching a game or even playing a game, you experience all sorts of emotional ups and downs. Your team may get ahead, your team may get behind, your team may be down by a lot, You may make errors. You may make mistakes. You may have some great plays, emotional ups and downs. And when you don't know the ending, they can really get you. They can get you up and they can get you down. But if you already know the ending, if you already know that your team is going to win, it kind of takes a lot of the emotion and all the worry out of it. You can still rejoice in those great plays, but you don't have to be worried when your team gets down. It's like watching a replay of a game on ESPN Classic. Yes, the game was a great game when it happened, and you can watch it again and enjoy it, but you're not worried because you know the outcome. In our life, we face all sorts of ups and downs. We face errors that we make. We face troubles from our friends. We face all sorts of temptations all around us. We face homework. We face all sorts of things. And these things may cause us to get down. Peter says, "For a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. But we have been spoiled." We know the ending. We know that our Savior has that place for us reserved, set aside, guaranteed. It's like watching a superhero movie. You know when it comes down to the end, the hero is going to win. You know that no matter how dark things look and how bad things get, that when it comes to the end of that movie, somehow the hero is going to win and the villain is going to lose. That's what our lives are like. It doesn't matter all the errors in our lives. It doesn't matter how bleak things look, because we know the ending. We know that God has that ending written for us. And as Peter says, in this you greatly rejoice. So, spoiler alert. And keep that spoiler in mind every day. It's not just something just sitting out there, okay, that's nice to know. No, this is something that can influence each and every day of our lives. So when we do face those ups and downs, they don't have to get us down, because we know that even this is working out for our good, that God has the ending in mind, and that we are His. The ending is already written. Amen. We join in singing about this in the words of hymn 756. Hymn 756, verses 1, 2, and 5. Verses 1, 2, and 5, please.